So here we are, it's the Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for 80s Invasion Tour 2017 at G Live, the brilliant live music venue in Guildford, Surrey. It's a place that's always welcoming and plays a wonderful host to many world-renowned bands. Now when it comes to world-renowned, this show is really a nostalgic haven, boasting artists that really made their names in the 1980s, and the audience took little encouragement to get up on their feet and join in the party whenever they could. Now the lineup boasted the punk princess Toya, Paul Young, China Crisis and Martika. Now whilst all the acts were not up to much, the women really wowed and completely wiped the floor with the guys. Toya and Martika were just amazing and fabulous in every way, whereas China Crisis and Paul Young left a lot to be desired. Now whilst nostalgia is all well and good, and clearly for some audience members just hearing the song was enough, there is a basic requirement, that is that the singers still have their voices. Now every time you go away, Everything Must Change, Love of the Common People are brilliant songs, and like many members of the audience, I adored Paul Young and the way he used to sing them. But you know that feeling that you get when a vocalist opens their mouth and your heart sinks? And it's just a case of, it's not a case of he doesn't sound like he does on the records, it's just he doesn't sound at all. He simply lost his voice. Making me think about the song, of course, that he sung, Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home. Well, sadly, I feel that it's time that Paul Young hung up his hat, because particularly in terms of singing the old hits, he just doesn't have the vocal range. He really couldn't cope. He was inaudible, raspy, and the only song that vaguely worked was Tear Your Playhouse Down. And another song that wasn't even his own, it was a Clarence Carter song entitled Slip, Tripped and Fell in Love. And that's when he really came into his own, actually. He needs to move to blues because he's got that kind of range now. It's painful, you know, listening to the previous songs. And I think that's something that he and the promoters need to be really honest with themselves and admit that you just can't go back. It's kind of an insult to certain members of the audience who pay that he can no longer sing. Still, that said, there were many women of a certain age all swooning and on their feet, so there's clearly no accounting for taste, and he certainly has a good fan base. But he did very much rely on the audience singing back his songs, which is a bit of a cop-out, really. However, as soon as Toya came on stage, you instantly saw the difference. She absolutely owned the space, and she has a great rapport with the audience. Wonderful stage presence and sex appeal. She gave us all the hits and more, Rebel Run, Thunder in the Mountain, and the hit that Toya admitted changed her life, which, what else could it be but It's a Mystery? And, of course, as well as the songs from her album, The Changeling, which we all enjoyed as well. I mean, Toya's a fascinating artist, and she had us all spellbound from the start, making us wish that her set was on a little bit longer. Not something that I can sadly say about China Crisis. You know, fun that they were, Eddie and Gary, and they also engendered a great audience participation. The band failed to ignite on stage, despite playing some of their biggest hits. Now, throughout proving themselves multi-talented and versatile were the house band that really made the night. Peter Faint on MDs and keys, he was great. Mark Roth on guitar, Martin Cohen on bass, Steve Turner on keys, and Tim Bai on the drums, all adapted to all the different artists. And it seemed to look like they really enjoyed the arrival of Martika, who made her first appearance from the US to the UK in over 25 years. And how lucky were we that she did? I mean, Martika came out full of energy and vocal power, absolutely incredible voice. And hearing her took me right back to those powerful vocalists that used to power out those PAs, you know, up and down the country in clubs in the 80s and 90s. We're straight into the dance classic, Martika's Kitchen. She grabbed the audience metaphorically by the scruff of the neck, and her sheer stage presence and vocal range had us in the palm of her hands. Well, had some of us in the palm of her hands. It amazes me, it never ceases to amaze me, how some audience members will go wild over someone like Paul Young, who, well, you know my thoughts. And they were a bit indifferent to Martika, who just towered above him and the other guys. Still, clearly, most of the audience were nostalgic, but they didn't really have that energy synonymous with the late 80s and 90s to really get behind Martika. They seemed more interested in swooning over Paul Young, who, obviously, say, didn't warrant that attention. Very substandard vocally, but Martika absolutely wiped the floor with them. Still, there's not so strange as folk, but I love Martika's performance, and she co-wrote with Prince, Love Thy Will Be Done, and in announcing that fact that she collaborated with Prince, to other, you know, audience members, possibly in London and various other places, they'd have been erupting, you know, and giving her a round of applause. But, you know, it's very sad to see the indifference of the audience, a bit disgusting really to witness that. But as I say, Martika and I and other members of the audience, we salute you and your superb talent. And great to hear the songs like, you know, Love Thy Will Be Done and Toy Soldiers, that classic song that everyone remembers her for. But she's got such a great range and she continues to work, and good on her. I say you go, girl, on the rest of the tour. So for this tour, I definitely say it's guys nil, girls one. But to see the 80s Invasion tour and take you right back to those times, do go to www.ticketline.co.uk/80s-invasion-tour. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the 80s Invasion Tour 2017, which stopped off at G-Live in Guildford.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.